WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the daily chaos, it's easy to feel like you're constantly on edge. Ever get that feeling of being overwhelmed by your emotions? Like a roller coaster without a safety bar? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into building healthy coping mechanisms for emotional well-being. It's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about learning to navigate those emotional waves with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-awareness. Here are five powerful takeaways to help you build an arsenal of coping skills that actually work. 1. Embrace mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on autopilot mode. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When stress hits, instead of letting it spiral out of control, take a deep breath and really feel your body. Notice your thoughts, but don't get swept away by them. It's like training your brain to be more aware of its own reactions. Ever notice how easily you can get caught up and worry about the future or regret over the past? Mindfulness helps you stay anchored in the now, where you have the power to make choices that support your well-being. 2. The power of physical activity. Remember those high school gym classes that felt like torture? Turns out, exercise isn't just about looking good, though it can definitely help with that. It's a powerful tool for emotional regulation. Endorphins, those feel-good chemicals released during exercise, act like natural mood boosters. Whether it's a brisk walk, a sweaty yoga session, or even just dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes, find an activity you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. 3. Nurture your connections. We're social creatures, designed to thrive in connection with others. Strong relationships provide a sense of belonging, support, and laughter, essential ingredients for emotional resilience. Make time for the people who lift you up, whether it's grabbing coffee with a friend, having a heart-to-heart with your partner, or simply calling your mom for chat. Remember, even small acts of connection can make a big difference in how you feel. 4. Creative expression. Ever notice how pouring your emotions into art, music, writing, or any other creative outlet can be incredibly cathartic? It's like giving your feelings a voice and letting them flow out without judgment. Think about it. When was the last time you got lost in a good book, painted a picture, wrote in a journal, or even just doodled on a napkin? Creative expression allows us to process our emotions in a healthy way and tap into our inner wisdom. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. We often treat ourselves with harsher criticism than we would ever offer a friend. But guess what? You deserve kindness and understanding, just like everyone else. When you stumble or make mistakes, remember to be your own cheerleader. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of encouragement, and focus on learning and growing from the experience. Self-compassion builds resilience and helps you navigate life's challenges with grace. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are looming, and your boss just dropped a surprise project on your plate. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, tension building in your shoulders, and your mind starts racing with thoughts like, I can't handle this, or I'm going to fail. Sound familiar? That's where those coping mechanisms come in handy. Instead of letting that stress spiral out of control, you can take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just a temporary challenge, and focus on breaking down the task into smaller, more manageable steps. Maybe you even grab a quick walk to clear your head or listen to an uplifting song to shift your energy. Remember, building healthy coping mechanisms is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, experimentation, and a whole lot of self-love. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning along the way. The key takeaways: embrace mindfulness, move your body, nurture your connections, express yourself creatively, and treat yourself with compassion. These are your tools for emotional mastery. So, what's one small step you can take today to implement these strategies into your life? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. And remember, until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.